The pandemic may have inspired more at-home drinking, but it has dealt a huge blow to French winemakers. With hotels and restaurants closed for months, wine sales have plummeted. Growers have a glut of unsold product and lack cash for the upcoming grape harvest. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Sandrine d'Auvergne and her husband Olivier quit their jobs in the north of France and moved to Burgundy 4 years ago to realize their dream of making organic wine.
We do it with sincerity and a lot of work. Comment dire reconnaissance? We do our best and the wine are recognized.
They make 6 reds and 4 whites from the Pinot Noir and Chardonnay grapes that run along the Côte de Chalonnais hillsides. She says the wines of their Domaine de la Luole were starting to make a name for themselves when the coronavirus hit.
The border was closed. The café, hotel, restaurant were closed. People were not allowed to come and buy our wine. So during 2 months, we sold nothing.
But the pandemic wasn't the only blow to French winemakers in the last year. They, along with other European winemakers, became collateral victims in a transatlantic trade war between Airbus and Boeing and were slapped with a 25% tariff.
Well, it's a catastrophe.
That's Sacha Lichine, who makes rosé wine amidst chirping cicadas on his vineyard in Provence.
We had, obviously, the Trump tax, the tariff, and afterwards we had the COVID, and believe it or not, we got frosted here also. So it's a really sort of a complicated moment in time.
The French government has unblocked 250 million euros for its distressed winemakers, aid that includes paying a minimum price for surplus wine to distill into industrial alcohol, something that's never been done in Burgundy, say local vintners. But those hardest hit by the pandemic could be the champagne makers, their beverage so closely linked with good times and festivity. The Lallemand family, makers of champagne Lallemand Pelletier, is enjoying a few days of vacation on the coast before heading back to Champagne to begin the harvest. Sophie Lallemand admits things have been difficult.
COVID put an abrupt stop to the sale of our champagne. We couldn't export or travel, and people weren't hanging out with family and friends, so they weren't drinking it either.
The Champagne Wine Board says sales may have dropped 25% from last year. That's some 75 million bottles. There has been an unexpected effect of the crisis, says winemaker Lichine, whose Whispering Angel brand is among the world's top-selling rosés. What he lost in restaurant and hotel sales, he made up for in retail, especially online. Lichine says more than ever, people want brands they know and trust.
So we really had a brand out there, I think, at a particular price point, which was COVID-proof somehow.
Donc biodiversité, il y a des animaux, il y a beaucoup de choses ici.
Back in Burgundy, d'Auvergne shows me the rich biodiversity of plant and animal life surrounding her vineyards. She says people realize more than ever that nature is in charge.
A good effect of this pandemic is to connect us with the nature and to know that everything is linked and we have to promote and to taste products who are safe.
D'Auvergne says people have been making wine for 8,000 years, and in the grand scheme of things, the pandemic is just another challenge. Wine is perennial, she says, and I have confidence in the future. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Burgundy.
This is NPR News.